Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, guys.
My name is Celeste Elliott, and this is Wake Up to Spirit, a Lilydale blog talk radio show, and coming, of course, live out of Lilydale, New York, but from a new location.
We are in my reading room.
Yes. And for those of you on the radio today, I have a very special guest host with whom I am sitting in her house, as we said, and her name is Marty Hughes. And Marty Hughes is a fabulous medium and a fabulous human being and expert on sacred contract work, which is very cool and very interesting. So we are going to talk about that today, what a sacred contract is, what that means, how you got into all of this, and if you're wanting to call in later in the show, we'll probably take some callers, and the number for that is 818-739-8818. You can always catch us in reruns as well. I do Facebook Live, and I put that on the Lilydale Assembly website, Facebook page, rather. Sorry, not website. And I
will link to it as well on my several pages.
Yes. Marty Hughes in Intuitive?
No,
I had the wrong page.
No.
Sorry. What is it called?
Spiritual Intuitive.
Spiritual Intuitive. Perfect. Okay. So
Marty Hughes, Spiritual Intuitive.
And also Celeste Elliott Facebook page, just Celeste Elliott. And hi to everybody who's joining us. If you have questions, please feel free to call in or write in, because we're very interested in making sure that you get a good understanding of our topic today. And you can also, by the way, if you don't catch us on Facebook, catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. And there are lots of somebody's saying they can't see us. I don't know what to say about that. I'm sorry.
They're Canadian, eh?
Yeah. Might be a Canadian issue. I don't know what's going on with that. But,
okay.
Probably the signal. You're right. So, anyway, so we are here, and Marty, I met Marty when I first came to Lilydale.
I was trying to think about that.
Yeah.
How long ago it was.
Yeah. We were already friends by the time I was... by the time I tested to be a registered medium.
We were long friends before that.
So I think we probably, I don't know.
10 years.
10 years at least.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, I think I was still in...
it was before school.
It was before I went to fellowship.
I think it was just before that
just
time.
Just before that. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking maybe 2009, 2008, somewhere... I graduated 2008, so
that's
in there.
10 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It moves fast. And then when I got registered, I was your neighbor. I was in the reading room right next door.
I also taught her how to be a registered medium.
She taught me how to schedule, and she taught me how to, and she sent overflow to me in the summer, my first summer, which was how I survived. She was very kind to me. So, we've been around together for a while.
We have.
So,
we have. And Celeste was one of my good people a couple of years ago when I was sick, and she was one of my drivers and did my grocery shopping and took care of things for me, and I don't know how I would have gotten through that without it.
That's what we do here. It's a
nice little community. But in a lot of ways, that ties into the concept of sacred contracts.
That's exactly where I was going.
But I'm
yeah.
cute. Those who don't know me, those who do know me know I have a weird sense of humor. Apparently they're having trouble seeing.
I don't know what that's about, and I'm sorry. But at least you can still hear us, and that's
important. And I'm sorry, too.
So, yeah.
Anyway, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a moment when my brain reengages.
In the meanwhile,
okay.
Yeah.
You were going to ask me, when did I first find out about sacred contracts and how?
Exactly.
See,
yes.
Here's the problem. There's a little bit about being good friends with somebody, you can read their mind. I found out about Lilydale. I found out about Carolyn Mace, who is the author of the book Sacred Contracts.
Mm-hmm.
It's M-Y-S-S, and it's pronounced Mace.
Yeah.
In 2005, when I was walking from the Forest Temple to Inspiration Stump.
Here in Lilydale.
Yeah. From a 4 o'clock service to a 5:30 service.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil Zepkowski, and if you know Neil, he is president of the assembly now. He's a registered medium. He's a doctor. And a generally crazy man.
In the best possible
in
way.
In the very best possible way. Chased me down the East Street saying, excuse me, would you take a message, please? Could I give you a message? And I said, yes. And the message was, if you ever have the opportunity to hear or study with Carolyn Mace, you must do it. It will change your life.
And it did.
And it took me until 2007 or 8, 2007, to figure out who she was and what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the opportunity, I was gifted with an opportunity to study with her. And it changed my life. Sacred contracts is the first thing I've ever studied, and I have studied it all.
Yes.
I have studied Native American, I have studied crystals, I've
mm-hmm.
studied herbs, I've studied essential oils, I've studied astrology, but that's too weird for me. I've studied it all. And sacred contracts was the first thing that made sense.
So it's directly on your spiritual path.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It absolutely came mm-hmm. along at the right time.
Yeah.
There's some things that have to go with that, in that thought. And while I'm talking today, there are a couple of things I need you to do. I would like people to suspend your beliefs, all right,
mm-hmm.
just for a little bit, all right? You can go back to them when we're done, but I need you to be open enough to think in a different way. And the reason I say that is because sacred contracts teaches us to think in a different way.
Rewiring.
It is
yeah.
it is a rewiring,
okay.
but it's not so
mm-hmm.
much a rewiring
mm-hmm.
as it's a plugging in.
Got it.
Got it?
Got it. See.
So, I have a new power cord for you, and we're going to plug it into the universe.
So, you're going to take everything else that you...
And we're going to put it on
authority.
Hold.
Yes. There we
we're
go.
We're going to put
okay.
it on hold.
New philosophy.
And we're going to restructure it.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? There are a couple of things about sacred contracts. And I teach it a little bit differently from the way that Carolyn teaches it, but I've been doing it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's evolved.
Right.
And the way I do it is evolved. And every time I teach a class, and I've been teaching it for
mm-hmm.
20 years,
mm-hmm.
15 years, it has evolved. And I see right. things a different way. One of the things is, and Carolyn teaches, and I love it, imagine before you are incarnated, you sit down with your guardian angel. See, I could get guardian angels in here. You sit down with your guardian angel, and we're loading your backpack. And we're loading your energetic backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And your guardian angel, male or female, is saying, these are the energies you're going to need in order to do what it is that spirit needs you to do. All right? There are pluses and minuses. There are light signs. There are dark sides. There are all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But here is your foundation, respective of your contract. And every life has a purpose. That's the biggest concept,
mm-hmm.
all right? Every life has a purpose. Every experience in life has a purpose, all right? Every person we meet, every encounter has meaning. You may not understand it. And the thing is that we want to understand everything, but we can't.
Right.
And the minute that we stay present and grounded, then we can manage the lovely Jewish word mishigas, the craziness in the world.
Right.
Once we can manage that, we can do it. I've got to pick this up because I'm so blind I can't
That's
read.
Okay. So sort of it's not our job to totally understand consciously all of the different interactions that we have.
To be aware of the interaction.
Right.
All right?
Yeah. And so it sounds almost a little bit like mindfulness in that.
Incredibly
so
important
that you're not,
to be mindful.
So that you're not bowled over. And mindfulness, of course, is a Buddhist philosophy, a concept of being aware of your energy and how you're feeling with things coming at you.
Right.
Rather than being bowled over by them.
Right.
Right.
And at the very highest level, all right, I have to remember I have to go the opposite way with my hands.
Yes.
At the very highest level, a contract is an agreement with the universe, all right? It's the reason we're here. And we agree to manage our energies.
Right.
We agree to raise the level of those energies. And when we do that, it goes back to the universe. And then everybody who has those energies will be able to tap into our experiences. That's how karma works. What happens to one happens to all.
So in your philosophy, if one person gets to a point of reaching enlightenment to be the best version of themselves, then it becomes more possible or easier
than
everybody.
Yes. It,
okay.
Because what we're doing is we're tapping into archetypal models.
Ah, see, that's very important.
Because an archetype is a big, broad statement.
Yes.
Love archetype.
And a lot of people don't understand what that means. So what is an archetype?
An archetype is a pattern of energy.
Okay.
It's an energy pattern.
Right.
It is a roadmap. It
mm-hmm.
is mothers, a mother,
mm-hmm.
a father.
Okay.
It is a teacher. It is a storyteller. It's a companion. They're archetypes. They're patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And you carry with you in your backpack, the archetypes that you're going to need to tap into or that the universe needs you to work with, you also carry with you the universal archetypes of every human being. They have, in the process, those archetypes are the survivals.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some pretty terrible names that are full of energy, and I don't like to use them. But they are child, victim, saboteur, and prostitute. All right? Now, the child, if you look at it this way, the child is the way you see the world. The child is your eyes to the world. It's perception.
Okay.
It's the innocence of perception.
Okay, so that's one plug on the
grand scheme of things.
Right, okay.
Victim is about boundaries.
Interesting.
Do you overstep your boundaries and step on somebody else's toes? Does somebody step on your toes? How do I manage them in this framework?
It's okay.
Okay.
So, and this is very important, especially when people talk, probably they come to you wanting to know about family relationships. And why is this person, why did I have to come into this family? Because I know I hear that a lot as a medium. Why did I need this person in my life? And
did I do that?
No, you didn't. Somebody else did. If you can hear the little dings, it's because I'm getting notifications from people because they're excited too. But yeah.
It becomes interesting because we can either see the life as being victims of life,
right?
Or we can be aware of how we are other people's, how other people are victims. But I don't like the word. It's about
right.
boundaries. It's how do you establish healthy boundaries? How do the archetypes interact with each other? Why do I draw this one in? Why do I draw that one
yes.
in? What is the way they're plugging in together?
Yeah.
Which is really kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Child victim saboteur. If I hear one more person walk into my reading room and say, I always sabotage myself. If you would say, I consciously or unconsciously make decisions that are not in my best interest.
Mm-hmm. And
how do I fix that?
Yeah.
What do I need to change?
Which is brilliant. This is a brilliant philosophy because if you think about how many times people will say, I feel like I've had the same experience with another person at another time in my life, and this is how I handled it then, and this is how I handled it now, and then I realized, oh, okay, I repeated that.
Yes, you're going to do that, and you're going to do that, and it's because those are contract.
Right. See? That,
it isn't you've done something wrong. It's
yeah.
contract.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting better at dealing with these interactions.
Which gives you, it gives you a yardstick.
It also
gives
you
a
power.
Ruler. Yes, it does. Because it shows you, it's a good way to measure spiritual progression.
I don't let people even measure spiritual progression.
Well, I agree, but.
You know,
yeah,
it's to say, hey, you know, I figured that out.
I always look for the lemonade. And that's the lemonade is, you know
as
what?
As long as it's not limeade, because I don't like limeade.
No. But it prevents scurvy.
Well, it may. So does lemonade.
Yeah.
Child victim saboteur,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Yeah.
The sab is a guardian, is a guardian of your choices.
Right.
It says, it's an energy that comes in. You know that feeling where it says, I shouldn't do this?
Right.
Sab is your conscience. Everybody has one. So, that's how that ties in. Again,
yeah.
I'm showing the center of everything.
Right.
All right? The last one is prostitute. Now, no, it doesn't mean that we're all going to stand on a street corner. Although, there are some days that it does sound like a lot of fun, mostly if I'm looking for somebody to have dinner with.
That's when you go for a cart ride or go down to the cafeteria.
Yeah, if I could get the cart to work this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
prostitute is the energy of our integrity.
Right.
Are you willing to, how you are going to sell your spirit
mm-hmm.
for something you think you want? And it's an interesting concept because you can engage that energy, make a negotiation, knowing that this is what I need to do at this time for this purpose. And it's not going to ding you, all right?
There are
no dings because
right.
it's conscious and you're aware of the repercussions.
That makes perfect
That's
sense.
That's the thing that this awareness is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a couple of things that come with it. Guidance comes in advance of need. you're always going to know what you need to know before you need to know it. It's the book that falls off the shelf. It's the person who calls you at the point that you're thinking, I really need to, all right?
That happens a lot.
It really? Gee, does it happen to us?
I don't know, once a week at least.
or more. Or popping onto Facebook chats.
Yes.
The thing about the bad weather in Lilydale is that we use a lot of Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you going out? Would you run to the store? Or can you stop and pick this up? So, but those are energetic connections.
Yes.
Those
absolutely.
Are energetic connections.
No matter what tool you use, that's
yes.
the base.
And that's the thing about sacred contracts, is that we get to look at the energy and the pattern rather than the specifics.
Yeah.
And if I got it once, can I get it again? All right? So that's what that is. All right? Now, once you get it, once you evolve it and you get it better, it goes back to the universe, and then everybody who has, for example, I have, believe it or not, as in my contract, the face that I show to the world is a storyteller.
Got it.
Now, what do I do for a living?
As a medium.
I tell stories.
Yeah.
I worked in advertising. I wrote copy.
I
tell
back to life.
Stories. A child who has, a child growing up who has the archetype of the storyteller, parents may perceive as a liar, but it's only because what their imagination allows them to think is more interesting than what really happened. Why were you outside? Well, Mom, there was a big cat with a suitcase that came to the door. And he said, want to go for a walk with me? And I knew I shouldn't go out, but I did. And we ended up at the park. And the good mom will say, it's a great story, what really happened.
Right.
That is what we would refer to as an immature storyteller, all right, that grows up.
Right.
My archetype that connects with spirit, all right, that connects with the universe, all right, out here. The out here is the companion.
Ah.
And that is my archetype, that I am a companion with that world, which means I can bring that information in, and then the storyteller engages it.
Okay.
To do it for other people. You use other people's archetypes when you don't have them for yourself.
Yeah. What I found very interesting, when I first...
Hey, and if they've got a question, type your question into the...
Yes. We actually do have a couple that...
Okay.
I know one of which is you're actually leading up to, but I thought that was... It was very interesting. Marty and I talk a lot about philosophy together, and we don't always...
We don't agree.
We don't always agree.
No.
And yet I know I learned from you, hopefully, I think it's good because we bounce
off each other.
We both work with archetypes, but I was working with archetypes in my work before I knew what an archetype was.
Ah.
And I had a different understanding of it. And then when I started listening to Marty and her understanding of archetypes because of this work, the sacred contract work, totally different spin. And this is how, because I get comments about, as mediums, how do you keep from stagnation? And this is it. You know, we learn from each other.
Absolutely.
And then also, many of us live not in large houses but small libraries.
Really?
And she's, Marty's also my book buddy because, when my brain is bored, I come over and pick through her shelf and then bring it back.
And what would you expect from the daughter of a librarian?
Perfect. Right.
Now, look at that from a contract perspective.
Exactly.
I set things up because this is the wisdom of the universe.
Right.
in behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm doing, because I'm sitting in the chair in, that I do readings in, and any of you who are on who've been here know that I'm sitting in my chair.
Yeah.
I have all of this. All of this has my back.
Right.
When
all
I'm working.
Knowledge.
All of this knowledge has
mm-hmm.
my back.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I've looked at every one of these books.
Yeah.
And I know what's in them. And anybody who's had a reading with me knows I'll sit here and go, wait a minute, what? Where? Oh, there it is. I found it. You know,
exactly.
And then I'll pull the page out and open what I'm looking for.
Right.
That was archetypal. That mm-hmm. was contract.
Mm-hmm.
So as a child, I was taught about how to do research.
Mm-hmm.
Because my job requires me to have research. My contract requires me to have research. So it's kind of a fascinating,
yeah.
as you go back. One of the things is, I talked about this on a really high level.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I want to talk about real fast, see, I can talk about this for hours. On a physical level, here's how a contract works. We'll meet people, have experiences, which are designed to engage our unique energies. They're designed that way. How it plays out is free will.
Ah, that's exactly what I was going to lead
it's
you
to. Free
now.
Will.
Perfect. Okay.
You, all right.
Yeah.
Our reactions to those experiences helps us mature, helps the energies mature.
So we come in with the framework.
And then what we do with it is how it all works out.
So then if you have a situation in which you are manifesting, because manifesting is a very big thing. It's a topic we should talk about.
No, we can't because
okay,
you hit one of my hot buttons.
Well, and I did it on purpose, but we're good enough friends that I knew you'd forgive me.
Kidding.
So let's say you have an instance in which you want, you're feeling a physical need for something, whether that is, wanting.
Okay, now we're talking, now what the energies that are engaging here for this
yes.
are the survivals.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Perception, boundaries, yeah. choices, integrity.
Mm-hmm. So
conscience.
Exactly.
Consciousness.
See, and this is why I wanted to bring this up, because I feel like it's going to really explain to people sort of
their way.
Their way, yeah. Sort of the meat of the situation. So let's say you are sitting at home. And you're looking at your bank account, and you know what bills you have coming in, and you don't have work. And you're saying, okay, Spirit, I need a way to pay these bills. And you are offered work, but it's not work that you would want. I'm going back to the prostitute example. But
not necessarily.
But doesn't it engage what your
no, because sometimes
you want to spend your energy?
No, because sometimes Spirit gives us what we need. Sometimes we get what we need in the moment.
Yes.
And how we react to it. All right.
Yes.
An opportunity may come in. It may not be what we think we want.
Right.
But it is the answer to a prayer.
See, and that's exactly where I wanted to go with that.
Okay, I'll trust you.
All
right? So when something happens that we don't necessarily think we want,
right?
It may be the step that leads us to what we need.
Exactly.
It may not be what we want, but it's what we need.
Exactly.
So it's really, what's really interesting is, okay, I certainly did not want breast cancer.
I would say,
considering what you watched me go through,
right, yeah.
I would not want, it wish it on anybody.
Nobody would want that.
However,
nobody would seek that out.
However, it was what I needed. And I'll tell you why. Because I needed to learn. I hate the word learn. I needed to come to understand how to ask for help.
Ah.
All right? And being fiercely independent, I had a hard time asking for help, and I had no choice but to ask for help. Are you kidding me? I walked out of one. I have to tell the Sharon Russell story. I was walking out of a chemo treatment. It was a five-hour chemo treatment, and it was a four-drug chemo treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out the door, and I'm barely able to navigate. And I'm heading for the door, and Sharon Russell, who used to own Cup of Joe's,
good friend of ours,
was doing my driving for me that day. And she grabbed me by the back of my sweater, and I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "You're walking into the door." Into the wall. I had double vision. I didn't even know it. And I turned around, and I looked at her, and I went, "Oh, my God, I haven't been this stoned since the 60s. And at that moment, everybody in the waiting room who was waiting for their treatment, who was in that age group, burst into laughter. And at that moment, I understood that part of what I was there for was to lighten the load for other people.
And
that's what I did.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's what I did. Yeah.
I would walk in and I would make everybody laugh. I would do something stupid and I would make people laugh. That's who I am. I want to keep energy light.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing about an archetype is it has its own energetic language.
Yes.
You learn a new language while you're doing this.
Exactly.
And you learn to do things, you hear things differently, and you see things differently, and you encounter things differently.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's basically how the process works. You go back into your history. By the time you're 13, you will have experienced and engaged every single archetype in your contract. It may be your parents, it may be your teachers, it may be your love of animals, it may be your, I like to write, I like to do art. All of those things, you will have engaged those. You're not going to know how they're going to play out yet, but that's what you do. Then there's a process where you work with them on an other than conscious level using the 12 houses of astrology,
okay,
only as a framework, only as the pattern, because it's a good way to organize them.
So each house would be its own archetype.
You would intuitively, eyes closed, face down, put the archetype would match up with the house.
That makes sense.
All right.
Okay.
Then, when you're all through, you look at it, and then I, with my years of expertise, will then explain to you how your contract works as it is incarnated, and then how it will play out with your choices. Now, that's something Carolyn doesn't do. But it's something I learned to do.
Yeah.
And Kim McPherson, if you are on this, if you and my dear friend, I discovered that doing a reading with you back in 2004 or 5.
Oh, wow.
We were on the phone,
nice.
And remember I did that with you, and I did the incarnation. You're the one who taught me how to do that, and it works.
See, and that's another thing. We learn as we go. We get excited when something new happens.
I learned from every person who walks into my reading room.
Oh, God, yes.
And I have patterns in my readings.
Okay.
Remember, I had 3 years where people swore that I had a sign over my house that said, "Suicide's welcome." Remember when those years?
Oh, that
every day I had somebody come in.
Yeah.
Who had had someone who,
mm-hmm.
all right, had made the decision to take control of the end of their life.
Yeah, one way or another. Yeah.
That's And I never used the word but. Mm-hmm. See, so what I ended up doing was learning it from the perspective of choice.
Yes.
Without judgment.
Yes. And, you know, I...
Doesn't mean it's not painful.
I had that same pattern there for a little while. And, you know, so first off, I want to take a pause and I want to say nobody gets stuck or gets punished because of that, because that's a question that
we
get frequently.
Never.
So
but that doesn't have anything.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with sacred
contracts.
Believe
it or not, sometimes in this concept,
mm-hmm.
it helps people understand that someone's power and their choices,
mm-hmm.
their choices,
mm-hmm.
and how things do aren't straightened out are affecting other people. But it is also in that concept the ultimate act of self-determination.
Yeah.
And for someone who feels powerless, it is an act of power. So it's important to think about it that way. It's kind of a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, let's look at this from a different perspective. It's a new perspective, but it's freeing.
Yes.
Because it takes judgment out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't have judgment. You
absolutely.
Simply have observation.
There we go. Now, also, I jokingly refer to that from my part as the medium as being a subject matter expert on something when we have a pattern.
We get pretty good at it.
Yeah, because I believe that the spirit people pick the medium. And I don't know what kind of yellow page directory they have over there with us, but it's like they'll understand this. It's part of their work, you know. So
and I would, because here's where we agree to disagree, I believe that people are drawn to a specific medium because of the energy they have.
Well, yes.
But it doesn't have anything to do with the spirit people.
Okay.
It has everything to do with the physical connection. The rest of it happens later. Sometime I'll come on and talk to you about my concept of mediumship because it's weird compared to everybody else's.
You know what, though? It's good to have a lot of different... That's one thing we have here in this community is, you know, it's not unusual to be a medium, but we all have different perspectives. And it's a very, very healthy thing and healthy dialogue.
Unless everybody decides that, whatever.
If they decide that their way is the only way, then we would have a problem. But fortunately, we have a nice community. So, and then also, I will say that as part of going back to sort of the framework here, energetic contract-wise, you know, when you are somebody who gets a pattern that is too much for you, you can also,
I shut it down.
Exactly.
I shut it down.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I will do is consciously say, I'm in the weeds. I need a weed whacker, and I don't need some old goat.
Yeah.
But I'm in the weeds. I need something to give me perspective. Now, there's a concept called archetype on demand, and it's all kinds of stuff that says, I'm in a situation. What do I need?
Right.
On that same bend, there is a book that I have used that's called Hiring the Heavens.
Yes, that's an
and
excellent
book.
And
it's by Linda Slater.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous book. Because what it does is makes you think about what do you need in order to get in order to accomplish something. What energy do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that you then hire a team in order to do it. Well, taking by example, all right, we brought in, I had a client one time who needed to sell her house. She was in Connecticut, and it was a down market.
Mm.
And Marley, if you're here, hello. And she was a brilliant woman, marketing genius. Some days, like all of us, couldn't get out of her own way because she was too close. So you have to get above it and look at how the pattern's playing out,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I told Ellen, I told her about the book, and yeah. I said, you need to hire the heavens and you need to hire a real estate team. And the energies that you need in that team mm-hmm. are an advertising person, a communicator, all of those things. She ordered the book, hired the heavens, and sold her house in a down market for profit.
There you go.
All right.
And that was Hiring the Heavens?
Hiring the Heavens.
That's the book name, because somebody asked what the book name was. So it's probably
Hiring the Heavens.
Behind
I think
somewhere,
it's Linda Slater, Slater.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I don't know where.
I know that name. But anyway, so that's excellent. You know, and that really...
it's usually in here, but I can't find it.
That's okay. It talks about, in this concept, you know...
I have a cramp in my side.
That's okay. So...
Let me get on to... Okay. So we talked about meeting people mm-hmm. and our reactions help us mature. And raise the level,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, let me say at this point, I never use the word lesson
mm-hmm.
because lesson implies there's going to be a test and you can fail.
I agree with you.
There is no failure in life.
Right.
There are only things that we could have done different, things that could have done better, but we become aware that the next time that happens, we're going to do it a different way.
Exactly. And that's great.
Therefore, we got it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here's what my draw is on it.
Yeah.
Every life has purpose. No life is insignificant. Every experience in our life has purpose. Every experience. Every person we meet, every casual encounter has meaning. All right? Yesterday I was at Wally World trying to see how many millions of dollars I could spend on my month's supply of drugs and to get a few groceries because
right.
I haven't been to the store in a month and I was running out of necessities. I was down to the last roll of toilet paper, you understand how that goes? And I kept my shopping cart kept dying.
Oh.
And so I could feel it. You know, you turn it off and turn it on and you go 10 feet, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I was limping it back to the front and came this wonderful man who said, "Hi, honey, want some candy? Want some candy, little girl?" And I thought, I was hysterical. Now, the thing was, he was my age and he was teasing.
Uh-huh.
And we were laughing about how in our age we could say it, but if people were younger, they would be mortified by it.
Right.
It was archetypal. We had a great chat.
Mm-hmm.
He was funny. He was lighthearted. He was exactly what I needed, and he kept me going.
Right.
Because he was funny.
Yeah.
What it was. It was not a mistake. I needed
right.
him. He had a twinkle in his eye. This is really important. We are always in compliance with the terms of our contract.
Mm.
We are always where we need to be to engage it.
Okay.
Every moment is perfect relative to our contract. It may not be perfect according to what we think on this level.
Right.
But on
we would
this
want.
Level, it's perfect. It's exactly right.
Excellent.
Now, we are always in balance. We are always balanced.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're balanced, karma is instantaneous. It's not wait till your father gets home.
Okay.
It's right now.
Okay.
It's give and take. It is push and pull. That's how karma works.
Now I have to ask you the obvious but probably hot button question. What is your take on do you believe in reincarnation?
No.
Okay. So then you wouldn't believe in carrying it over.
Do I believe in past lives? No.
Okay.
I don't believe in them per se. Mm-hmm. Well, this is another topic. We could just have a regular once a month come and meet Marty and get a new perspective on all the things you thought you knew that somebody else doesn't think that way.
Right.
What people perceive as a past life mm-hmm. is not their past life. It is a past life. And
okay.
You are tapping into other experiences of people who had lived another time
mm-hmm.
whose archetypal energies were like yours.
Okay, so the energy is
similar
kind of
contract
rubbing off.
In a different time.
Okay.
All right?
That's very interesting.
Because it's your archetypal energies, your contract energies
mm-hmm.
that are engaging contract energies of a different time.
That's incredible. Okay.
All right. It's not yours.
Right.
It's not your past life. Mm-hmm. It is a past life.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also glean information from that past life.
Right.
So it's like going to the Akashic Records.
Because if one person gets it,
then you can
everybody's
tap, everybody
capable.
Gets into it. So you tap into it.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, and there's a lot of different perspectives on that, but I wanted yours.
That's my perspective. Somebody comes
Perfect.
In and goes, what was I in a past life? A zygote. I'm very snotty, by the way, when I do readings. And the people who love me, and the people who don't love me, and you know what? That's how it works. We are always where we need to be to engage our contract.
That's a beautiful
All right?
thing.
The energy of our experiences
mm-hmm.
affects every other contract.
Okay.
Every other contract.
Yeah. No,
My bottom line is you cannot fail. You will not fail. You can change the way you manage it.
Mm-hmm.
You can change the way you
mm-hmm.
see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about perception.
Yeah.
Because I got to this by saying, can you imagine any divine being, I call it Harold.
She took my spirit name. I love it.
Our Father who art in heaven, Harold be thy
name.
Hark the herald, hark hear Harold's angels sing. There it is. Thank you very much. Hey, Harold, I'm in the weeds. Send me a weed whacker.
There you go.
Which, by the way, is a valid prayer. I'm waiting for the angry
mm-hmm.
signs to come flying
there
across.
There will be none. That's,
okay.
It's all good. Yeah.
So anyway, having said that, we'll be back after I get back on that train. Can you imagine Harold saying, okay, Celeste, and your name is going to be Celeste because your parents are going to understand that you are celestial in the way that you live your life. Can you believe that? Your name will match it. By the way, my given name being Martha
mm-hmm.
means lady. It means elegant. Badly named. But anyway, it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
It's the person who's the worker. I didn't, in biblical, I didn't sit at Jesus' feet. I cooked dinner.
Right.
So, again, Bible is archetypal, but we won't
mm-hmm.
go there. That's another whole story.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your guardian angel saying, okay, I'm going to load your backpack up here with all the archetypal energies you need in order to gauge this contract that you're not going to remember when you leave. You're going to be coming right down into this new world. You're not going to know what it is. You've got to figure it out. And, oh, by the way, at the end of the day, you're going to fail.
No.
It's not going to work. It's
no.
implausible.
Right.
Why would anybody set somebody up on a mission
mm-hmm.
of failure?
Exactly.
You're going to succeed. It may not play out the way you would like it to play out.
But you'll learn.
All right? But you will engage and grow and become and gain more understanding.
Exactly.
This is about energetic understanding.
Yes. And Sharon Pieri says, only you, Marty Hughes.
What does that mean? What was I talking about?
I think it was from the Weed Whacker comment.
Oh, the Weed Whacker? Oh, yeah. Hey, medium, save that one. You can use it anytime you want. By the way, the Weed Whacker comes in at that corner. That's where I talk to spirit.
Nice.
Harold lives up in that corner of my reading room.
Perfect. So I should, because we're getting close to the end, I should mention the other Blog Talk Radio shows for Lilydale. And we're
okay,
be,
you did. You mentioned them.
Okay. So Tuesday at 8 p.m., Embracing Your Essence with Colleen VanderZeiden. Wednesday, we have two shows. We have Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m., and we have Journey into the Light with John White at 8 p.m. Of course, Wake Up to Spirit every Thursday morning with me. And
if I didn't horrify her, maybe I'll come back again.
Oh, she'll come back. It'll be great. But I did want to see, are you up for questions?
I can do them. Yep.
Okay. All right. So
they're going to be short answers.
And that's okay. All about sacred contracts. So the caller on hold is, the last four numbers are 0569. But if you want to call in, call 818-739-8818. So if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning,
Hi, my name's Laura. Hi, my name is Laura. I'm calling from South Carolina. I have two questions, actually. I didn't get to catch the whole show, so I apologize. I have an ex that I cannot understand what's going on. It's I'll walk, drive by or go by a certain area, and I'll have a flash of his face in my head, kind of like a photograph. And I'll find out later he was in the exact same area. I do not know what that's all about, and I was trying to figure that out. The other question is, we're in the process of separation, and where I would like to work it out to be civil, he is being vindictively double-talked. So I was trying to get an idea if it was worth it.
Okay.
So those are the two questions.
That's loaded, but we'll see what we can do.
I'm in an an interesting thing. All right, for anybody who's watching, I'm trying to tap into a different energy from the energy that I've been working in for the last hour. Laura, here's what I would tell you about when you see things that seem like flashbacks. We have them all the time. It's a very normal thing.
Okay.
Out of the clear blue of the western sky, I will get an idea go flashing through my brain, and I'll realize that I am standing on a street corner in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I used to live. So when I drive, I have an absolute, complete, and total abhorrence of swamps. And if I go through a swamp, I get nauseous. I get physically ill. I don't know what that's about. I've never taken the time to explore it. It's just a stepping into an energy. It may not be yours. It may not be anything worth looking at.
Because she's saying that she connects with his the energy of her ex. Like she knows.
Yeah, like, I'll get a picture of him, and I'll get a picture of him. I can go down, say, in 95, and I'll just keep on driving, and just for a momentary, I'll get a picture of him in my head, and it's like, find out later, he was exactly there. And I'm not sure if that means I should go check on him, or that means just the fact that there's a connection. See my point?
No, it's the fact that you're spending so much time right now, because look at what you're going through. Physically, you're going through a separation, and what you're being made aware of are all of the ways in which you're connected. So it's
that
the separation, it's that connection, and your brain is overworking, all right?
Okay. It doesn't mean you have to do
anything. It doesn't
anything.
Mean you have to do anything, but look at it that says these are the ways that we're connected. As far as you being civil and him not being civil, I don't know how that's going to play out. That requires me to look into information, because I can't look at his information if through integrity. All I can do is say, stay the course. All right? You're on a pattern right now of trying to stay civil. I would say stay the course. Look at it that you have a connection, and then find ways in which he pushes your hot buttons, and then
right.
off.
Even if he installed them, you'll know how you'll know where they're located.
Right, and turn them off, and don't engage that. Simply stay the course. You rise above it. For a lot of reasons I can't get into because, again, I can't look at his energy. But all you can do at this point is stay the course.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
If you won't have any regrets about how you treated him.
Right. Okay.
So
we've got more calls,
okay.
But does that help, Laura?
Okay. Yeah, it's great. That's all I needed. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
you
thanks.
Welcome. Thank you. Okay. So if you would like to call in, we have just a few minutes left, and the number is 818-739-8818. And I also wanted to tell people we do have spring classes before the summer season starts this year.
Right.
So check out the new Lilydale website for that.
The other thing, too, is that
yeah.
all of the churches
yes.
here in Lilydale have mm-hmm. classes all the time.
Yeah.
Church of the Living Spirit has classes coming up. Joanne
yeah.
Copley-Nigro, who was here last week, is
yep.
teaching one in February about animals
and grief.
And grief and
yeah.
things of that nature.
Very
Fellowships good. Of the Spirit at the Lakeside Learning Center, which for those of you who've been here, it's that beautiful big building right off the
yeah.
ground. Elaine Thomas and Fellowships of the Spirit, they've
yeah.
been around more than 20 years.
Yeah, they're
mm-hmm. have great mm-hmm. classes. Their schedule will be coming out. They have workshops coming up all through the year.
Yep.
Those are worth taking a look at. When summer comes around, we'll have all of the summer
mm-hmm.
programs.
Yep.
Lilydale
Spiritualist Church
has classes from time to time.
Yeah.
There are things
yeah.
going on. There's
yeah.
always the Wednesday night healing service.
7:30 every Wednesday, open to the public.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
and it's
all our services, spiritualist services, are open.
Right.
So, you know, feel free, you know.
You know, we're more
yeah.
than we're more than just our summer. We are
yes.
a year-round community.
Yeah, true story.
So, anyway.
And if you like to snowshoe.
No, I don't snowshoe. I
I'm
walk with
teasing.
A cane
yeah.
and very big feet.
Just teasing. But also, we are this year participating in the Casadega Lakes Association Winter Festival. Which is going to be great fun. So on Saturday...
It'll still be winter,
yes,
by the way.
Saturday, February 10th, we're going to have winter games. We're going to have a history walk, which we call the Ghost Tour, and or Ghost Walk. And, you know, all kinds of fun. But we are right on the Lilydale... Lilydale is right on Casadega Lake.
Lakes.
Lakes. Sorry, there's three. Upper, lower, and mud.
Upper, lower, and middle.
I know, but I'm
I know. Mud yeah. Lake is something
yeah.
else.
There's three. So, okay. And our friend Karen is saying that the book we were talking about earlier, Hiring the Spirit, is
Hiring the Heavens. Oh, it's Jean Slater.
Jean Slater.
I never
okay.
get it right. Thanks,
yeah.
Karen.
So, we appreciate
thanks.
That.
I appreciate
That's
that.
An online... And Carolyn Mace is the one who wrote
Sacred Contracts
and Entering the Kingdom and fabulous books. So.
And let me finish with this,
yeah.
okay? Thomas Keating is a Cistercian Benedictine monk who lives in Snowmass, Colorado. He's a brilliant mystical mind, all right?
Yeah.
And he says, God will bring people and events into... And whatever we may think of them, they're designed for the evolution of God's life in us.
Beautiful. That is a beautiful ending note. And on that note, I will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. And Marty will be back when we can, probably in the spring, and talk more about this.
Or maybe next week if we have
Yeah, might as well. So until that time, I am wishing you a good day and
bless you.
Good vibes.
Well, it does from time to time. We can't have this.
Yeah.